I really wanted to introduce you to a fellow who's got some great ideas and who cares passionately about sport and sport being inclusive as well. And he's done more than, I don't know, just about anyone I can think of to bring people with all abilities together to enjoy sport. His name is Paul Zepp. He's the president of the Bats. He's in his full bat regalia today. Paul, hello.
Hello.
So just tell us a little bit, who are the Bats?
We're a spin-off of a charity called Blind Bats Inc. And we're set up to provide six different sports to people with disabilities. And the main difference is that each team has variables in disability. So it's a big mixture. So we've got people with a vision impairment, people that are deaf, people that have some sort of mental disability, and amputees. So all play together, and there's different loadings of points and everything for the severeness of the disability, so everybody's equal.
That's really interesting, because you hear about in the Paralympics, obviously it's about participation, yeah. And everyone being able to compete sort of fairly, but in that type of competition, people are usually competing within disability categories. For example, here you're like, we just all want to be able to play, say, cricket together. Is that right?
Yeah. So all abilities is what we call it. And the main reason why it was developed was because I'm 69 years of age and I was blind from birth. So I've lived right through life and seen what goes on. And I noticed that there was little cordons of people with disabilities. In other words, all the blindies would only want to play with the blindies. And all the people that were deaf only wanted to play. And it went like that. And so when you're looking for inclusion, the first step is to get at least the people with disabilities to have a sense of inclusion. And then you bring in volunteers that have got no disability.
Well, that makes sense as an idea, but then there's certain practicalities that get in the way, right? Because usually there are different barriers for the different disabilities, and therefore you have to modify the sports in different ways. So how do you create a sport that everybody can participate in?
Well, it took us 7 years to set up this charity and to set up the rules. So the rules are one of the hardest things to do. And we go by the NDIS. They have a sort of like a category for different severities of disabilities. And so we rely on that. And whoever the NDIS says are the most severe, then, for instance, in cricket, they'll get four times the runs. And whoever has the least severe might get one time the run. So and it goes by that way.
And you're speaking about cricket, but there are a few different sports that you've modified in this way. But
all the same way. The points are all the same. So if you're in netball and you throw a goal and you're totally blind, or you're sitting in a wheelchair and have trouble with your coordination and that, if you get a goal, you get four.
How does it work with cricket if you're vision impaired?
Yeah.
So how do you actually hit the ball if you're batting?
Well, it's something that I was very passionate about. When I played for New South Wales and Queensland, and I toured other countries playing blind cricket. And they used a ball that sounded like this. So when it went along the pitch, but when it was in the grass or in the air, it sounded like that.
Ah, so that would make it hard to catch, wouldn't it?
Well, not just hard to catch, but hard to know where it was. So you never knew where that was in the air until it hit you in the face. So that was that ball.
That's a slight design issue.
Yeah.
Right. And so you decided to create something that fixes that. Is that right?
Yeah, I designed a beeping ball, and it's all micro electronics, and it's very well protected.
So if you've been listening to this program earlier, you might have heard a beeping a little bit like this.
Yeah.
And because somebody had some food that was ready and was walking past the broadcast point. But this beeping that we're hearing, it's not a fire alarm and it's not somebody's food that's ready, but this is a cricket ball.
Yeah. And so you hear it in the air, you hear it when it's sitting in the grass, and you can track it as it's going along the field. So not just people with blindness, but we've found people with all sorts of disabilities. It helps them, if they can see it and they can hear it, it helps them with their coordination in finding the ball and hitting the ball.
Yeah, we were just talking yesterday about how different people's experiences can be without even realising it. So we were talking yesterday about the concept of a visual imagination, which you might take for granted, but actually not everybody has. And so if it's an experience called aphantasia, where there's no such thing as imagining a picture in your mind. You might hear things like a radio play. You might sort of think of a list of facts, but you couldn't create a picture of a bird in your mind, for example. And I don't know, that was just making me think about how different people find things easy or challenging just because of the way their brain happens to work, regardless of whether or not it's a particular condition or disability. And so having a beeping ball could make it easier even just to focus on the job, you know, and to be able to move more quickly or more urgently.
Yeah, they're all very, very keen. And if the beeping ball isn't available for some reason, because we've been through prototypes, they don't want to come. So that tells us that it's in high demand and it does do a good job. They don't like this rattly ball because when it stops, they can't find it.
I'm talking with Paul Zepp, who is the president of the BATS. And that beeping ball you're hearing about, that's your invention, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and it hasn't quite been, it's not commercially available yet?
No, it's going through its patent and IP. But it will be available next year and we should do our first run of 5,000 balls next year. There's a high demand for it. There's a lot of people that want to buy it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. It's Australian made, so everything in that ball and everything that all the processes are all done in Queensland. So that's something special.
It is.
And we're looking to launch it in the Paralympics in 2032 as a game of beep cricket.
Well, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You're not aiming low, are you, Paul?
Oh, I'm already talking to the top in government. I'm already talking to the top in sport. They all love the idea. And it's won an innovation award. It won the Moreton Bay Innovation Award. And at SportX, I presented it. And that's where all the engineers for sporting equipment go to. And I presented it there and it got raving reviews. So we're on the right thing. And it's going to help most of the money that's generated from the sales of those balls go back to Blind Bats, the charity, and then it'll be spent only on things for the people with a disability.
How important is this to you? Is it like, do you consider it your life's work?
Well, if I tell you that I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed and it's taken me 30 years to do that ball and I've copped a lot of rubbish along the way, people have made fun of me because every time someone hit it with a bat, it stopped. So it's been a long, hard job. So it's been a lifelong work, and I really only got back into it when I retired from work. You know, I had a business and I sold it, and then I had a heart attack, and then I got into the ball and I got into Blind Bats.
On ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, you're hearing from Paul Zepp, who is the president of the Bats, or the Blind Bats Inc., and it's all about inclusive and active lifestyle and inclusion in sport, people playing together and enjoying sport together regardless of their ability or disability, as it may be. And so fascinating to hear about this and the idea of creating an invention to lift this type of sport as well. Paul, you've got a big game coming up. That's why you're so focused on cricket, because there's other sports too, but you're pretty focused on cricket right now. Tell me why.
Yeah, we're training very hard at the moment. We're playing against the Moreton Bay Mares 11 and we're playing for the Moreton Bay Shield. So we want to win that shield, have it in the clubhouse, be proud of it. And all of the players are just training so hard to get selected and to be there.
So who's in the Mares 11?
We don't know. They haven't told us yet.
Right.
They're being a bit sneaky, but I know Peter Flannery will be.
Right, okay,
and
the
I know,
mayor, the mayor will be.
Adam Hayne will be there because he's our local councillor. But
is he any good? I mean, have you had to strategise about this?
Oh, no, we can beat them. It's no problem.
Excellent. And that's on, did you say the 5th of November? Is that
5th
right?
5th of November. Sunday, the 5th of November. Everybody come down, and even if you don't stay the whole day, have a look and see how all ability sport works, and there's a barbecue on there put on by the Lions of North Lakes.
Because all sorts of people can feel shut out of sport, even if they don't have a particular disability. You can feel shut out of sport if you are not particularly athletic, if you've never felt particularly coordinated, if you're not part of the right kind of social group, or you're not available to train, or, you know, there are lots of reasons why you can feel like, oh, organised sport is not for me, but this could be different.
Oh, yeah, it's big different. I'm 69. And I'm playing, and there's grandmothers, mothers, daughters and cousins all playing. So 69 down to 7 is the range at the moment. All in the one team. The captains look after things to make sure that everything's done properly and safely.
And people often say, well, have fun, but, you know, it's not always fun. That sounds like fun, though.
Yeah, and some parents think they're just going to leave the kids, and then when they stop and watch them for a while, they want to join in. So it is a good sport, and it's only when you go and have a look at it that you understand what's going on.
Well, Paul, all the best with the big game on the 5th. Where is it being played?
It's played at Moray Field, Divine Court Sports Complex.
And that's where you do your training as well?
Yes.
I know I've made you miss a training session to come here and talk with us today.
Yeah, that gives an opportunity to the vice-captain to get in there and get things done.
And step up, I see.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a vacuum for someone to step up. But also, I just wanted to say too, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, actually that could be something that could be fun, you can either come along on the 5th or look up the bats online and see if you can either join if you're in this area, or you might like to establish something similar where you are right across the state. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.